I recently found a bottle of dressing I had made hidden away in my pantry. Labeled Blood Orange and Asparagus, it instantly transported me back a year ago when the bounties of winter and spring collided and became transformed by an afternoon of labor into what I was now holding. I don't remember the date last year when I had experienced this gastronomical serendipity, but it's not hard to guess. The local asparagus season just began in late February as the plants stretch towards the sun. And the California blood orange season is at the end of the line in March as the trees offer up their final harvest. I could be months off with these estimates. Growing seasons change year to year. But it was the nexus of these two seasons that I managed to capture in a bottle over a year ago. And here we are again. For the past month, I've been drinking up blood orange juice, cooking it with chicken or whipping it into custards. And I recently spotted some local asparagus piled up at the market. These two offerings are in tune with the weather. As the wind and rain lash against my windows one day, only to be pushed aside by the gentle sun the next. It is this entire experience of place and season that I felt when I ate my simple salad topped with my handmade dressing. To be sure, it was a modest effort to make that meal, but that isn't the point. The point is that I had made it. That alone created its worth. A recent Harvard Business Review article validated that feeling. Discussing the IKEA effect, the article described how people place an unreasonably high value on products they made or assembled themselves. But when it comes to food, we have become culturally removed from this process of physical involvement and hence value. In the last half century, we have reduced the time that we spent preparing our meals by 80%, allotting that time to other pursuits. Eating my orange and asparagus salad, I understood a simple truth of value. It's not about money or quality, it's about connections, to memories and to experiences that make us more fully human. With a perspective, I'm Aaron French.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.